Watching the Olympics yesterday, Roo, and I was full of admiration of Basil Zemplis calling the swimming. I thought, gee, what a good job he's doing. And I mean that. I reckon he really builds the excitement and builds the moment. He's doing a good job. And you mentioned a moment ago, I commentated at quite a few Olympics, but
yep.
There's probably a good reason why I don't anymore. Back in 2000, my big moment in Sydney, and the sports I was given, rhythmic gymnastics, slalom canoeing, and beach volleyball.
I was given a fair bit about those three.
I was an expert on all of them. Anyway, I've done my bit, and I'm relaxing. I'd finally got a day off, and I was with James Brayshaw, funnily enough. And we were in a pub, and we were five pints in. I'm down a few, couple of red wines, and my phone rings. Says, "Quick, get out of here now. We need someone to call the taekwondo gold medal."
I said,
"I'm pissed, seriously." I said, "We've had quite a few pints, and I'm not calling the taekwondo. Get out of here now. We're sending a car for you. You've got to come here now. It's urgent. Get here. We've got no one else." And then I said, "I know nothing about taekwondo." They said, "Nor does anyone else. You're perfect." The boss then said to me, he said, "Look, you're not going to the venue. You're coming out to Homebush to the Channel 7 compound, and you're going to call it in a sound booth off the screen." I said, "All right, fair enough."
Just to make it even harder.
So I wasn't even at the event. I'm sitting in this little sound booth. So we're going live around Australia, and there's a big build-up. A girl called Lauren Burns, who's a 26-year-old from Melbourne, and no one in Australia is ranked in the top 100 in the world. And that's why we didn't have a commentator for taekwondo, because we thought we're not going to win a medal, so we don't need a commentator. Next minute, she gets to the final, and I'm doing it. So we cross live. They come to me, and here we are. We're at the Sydney Entertainment Centre for the under 48-kilogram bout of the taekwondo. And anyway, I think we've got a little bit of audio of it. Let's have a listen to that first.
Lauren Burns is on her way to a gold medal for Australia in the sport of taekwondo, and she's done it. Lauren Burns from Melbourne, the 26-year-old, has won a gold medal for Australia, the first ever in taekwondo.
Yeah, balls now, hadn't dropped at that stage, did
you? No.
What's happened there?
I'd just ridden at Rose Hill the day before as well. Anyway.
You're sucking on helium.
Yeah, so what happened, Roo, was as they crossed me, the start of the bout, we lost the pictures. So I'm calling an event. I don't know the rules. I don't know how they score. I don't know anything about it. And I can't see it. So I'm calling a sport where, I can't admit to the whole of Australia, I can't actually see this, everyone, but anyway, I'll keep talking.
So what happened?
Going, and she punches her, and she kicks. Oh, she's got her in a headlock. Oh, she's grabbed her on the boob. I can't believe this. Oh, she leads 1-0. And I just kept making up the score and kept going. And I thought, if I just keep talking and keep yelling, everything would be fine. And I could see the scores on a
computer or something.
No, I could see the scores on a computer. So I just kept yelling and talking. And anyway, when it got to the end, and about goes for 6 minutes, you try and bullshit for 6 minutes about something that you can't see and you don't know the rules. So anyway, we finish, and I come out of the booth, and I'm sweating. I was drenched in sweat. And the boss of Channel 7 Sport, Andy Kay, comes up and hugs me. He said, "That was unbelievable." Because he knew we'd lost the pictures. He said, "That was incredible." And then there's a pause. He says, "But we've had a few complaints." He said, look, but don't worry about it. He said, 16 million Australians just said, think we've won a gold medal. He said, but the 300 people in Australia that do taekwondo have just said, "Who the hell is that commentator?"
So you're not big in the taekwondo space since 2000.
I haven't been invited to their presentation nights, no. But anyway, we got through.
So you're calling it. Everyone's watching it live, and your commentaries could be potentially a mile off.
I was in the dark. I couldn't see a thing. But anyway, we got there.
Oh, God.
But I haven't been asked back, so put it that way.
All right.